U.S. presidential candidate Ted Cruz has won the Republican Party contest in the Iowa caucuses, the first in the United States. However, Democratic Party voters in Iowa split evenly between candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. At this writing, Hillary Clinton has support of 49.8% of voters. Bernie Sanders has 49.6%. The only other Democratic Party candidate, Martin O'Malley, received less than 1%. The former governor of Maryland announced earlier in the vote count that he would suspend his campaign. Texas Senator Cruz finished the night with 28% of the Republican Party vote. He thanked his supporters in Iowa after the results were announced. He called his win a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and the United States. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders also spoke at caucus sites in Iowa. Neither claimed victory. Both congratulated each other. Clinton suggested that she and Bernie Sanders had generated an important conversation among Democrats. Senator Sanders of Vermont thanked Clinton for her vigorous campaigning. Sanders said Iowans sent a clear message in their support of him. He said, "The American people have said that it is too late for establishment politics and establishment economics." Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke of what she will do for the country. She brought cheers when she said, "I am a progressive who gets things done for people." Republican businessman Donald Trump came in second in the Republican caucuses with 24% of the vote. Trump has led the pack of Republicans for months. The New York Times called Trump's second-place finish humbling. But the biggest surprise among the Republicans was how well Marco Rubio did. The Florida senator finished close behind Trump with 23% of the vote. At a hotel in Des Moines, Rubio appealed to undecided voters as he warned that the nation had reached a turning point. "I believe with all my heart that if I am the nominee, I can unite this party, because if we are not united, we cannot win," said Rubio. At another caucus site in the Capitol, Trump told supporters that he was the candidate that can bring our country back. The other Republican candidates each received percentages in the single digits. One of them, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, has now suspended his presidential campaign. The results in Iowa are providing the first firm evidence of voter sentiment after a year of fierce campaigning. The voter turnout was strong. Large crowds filled churches, gymnasiums, and other public buildings across the largely rural state. Iowa's first-in-the-nation vote is seen as an important way for candidates to gain energy in the U.S. primary election process. Such events will continue to be held state by state until around mid-June. I'm Katie Weaver.